USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Joe Biden will have a very busy Monday coming up as he's going to be signing the newly passed infrastructure bill at a very large event that may be held on the White House South Lawn if the weather permits. Word is that's because they're expecting such a large crowd of invited guests. The president was speaking about that package during a cabinet meeting on Friday.
It'll create millions of new jobs, it'll grow the economy, and we'll win the world economic competition that we're engaged in the second quarter of the 21st century with China and many other countries.
In fact, China is the second part of the president's busy Monday, as he's expected to have a virtual meeting on Monday evening with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. It will be the first formal bilateral meeting between those two leaders. And this is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Britney Spears is free of her conservatorship after a hearing before a California judge yesterday. The judge ending Spears' 13-year-long court-ordered conservatorship, and then she shortly thereafter posted a video on Instagram in which she thanked her fans. The father of a U.S. Marine killed in a suicide bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan last August, discussing the way the Biden administration handled the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Marine Darren Taylor Hoover's father, Derek Hoover, joined Fox News on Saturday morning.
Why was this thing rushed so fast and so hard to one particular airport that was not secure, that we had absolutely no control over, where we had one just around the corner, literally, that was secure, that was able to take these flights in and out?
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Moments ago, we told you about President Biden's busy upcoming Monday. Well, that's also the day that former Trump advisor Steve Bannon's expected to surrender after being indicted for contempt of Congress, Bannon refusing to honor a subpoena to testify before the House committee investigating the January Capitol attack. Lawsuits are piling up following the deadly Astroworld concert a week and a day ago in Houston. An update now from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Head attorney Benjamin Crump says his team represents more than 200 people who were injured, and they're filing 90 lawsuits on their behalf. He called out the event's promoters, saying they should have stopped the show at the first sign of a problem.
So everybody could see what's going on. Everybody could see who was on the ground. Everybody could see where everybody was at, and everybody could just take a breath. But they didn't do that.
Witnesses say there was no way to escape, and no one was there to help. Reina Irihita explains the situation.
It's such a horrible feeling thinking that I witnessed someone lose their life right in front of me and have people there say, oh, it's drugs or it's just this and that, and me saying it's a life.
9 people were killed and more than 300 were injured. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.